This is Voice of His Baby.
Dear all, brothers and sisters, warm greetings from Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, a deemed to be university. I am happy to welcome you all for this 12th episode of podcast. Today, I'll be sharing my thoughts on the topic Building a Fairer, Healthier World, which is the theme for this year, World Health Day 2021. Health is not just about physical well-being, but also about the mental and social aspects. A person is said to be healthy if he or she possesses all the three. It also makes an important contribution to economic progress, as healthy populations live longer and are more productive. Dear colleagues, World Health Day is observed every year on April 7th since 1950. Millions of people around the world are prey to many diseases. Therefore, to raise awareness about the overall health and well-being of people across the globe, every year, World Health Day is observed. The day is aimed at creating awareness of a specific health theme and also to highlight a priority area of concern for the World Health Organization. Other aim of the day is to acknowledge the efforts and contributions of health care workers and the success of the World Health Organization. The World Health Day theme for 2021 is Building a Fairer, Healthier World. This is a priority area of concern for WHO, as the COVID-19 crisis has thrown a spotlight back on the inequity in healthcare system and how some people are able to stay healthier because of where they are born and their economic conditions. Hence, this year's WHO theme emphasizes to ensure equitable access to healthcare facilities around the globe. Evidence has shown that some of the major causes of health inequities arise from the conditions in which people are born, grow, live, and work. In addition to these, a wider set of forces and systems shaping individuals influence the society's health and well-being. Such conditions are called the social determinants of health, or SDH. I take this opportunity to elaborate about social determinants of health. The social determinants of health are the non-medical factors that influence health outcomes. They are the conditions in which people are born, grow, work, live, and age, and the wider set of forces and systems shaping the conditions of daily life. These forces and systems include economic policies, and systems, development agendas, social norms, social policies, and political systems. The SDH have an important influence on health inequities, the unfair and avoidable differences in health status seen within and between countries. In countries at all levels of income, health and illness follow a social gradient. The lower the socioeconomic position, the worse the health. The examples of the social determinants of health which can influence health equity in positive and negative ways are many. These include income and social protection, education, unemployment and job insecurity, working life conditions, food insecurity, housing, basic amenities and the environment, early childhood development, social inclusion and non-discrimination, structural conflict, access to affordable health services of decent quality. Research shows that the social determinants can be more important than health care or lifestyle choices in influencing health. For example, numerous studies suggest that SDH account for between 30% to 55% of health outcomes. In addition, estimates show that the contribution of sectors outside health to population health outcomes exceeds the contribution from the health sector. Hence, addressing social determinants of health appropriately is fundamental for improving health and reducing long-standing inequities in health, which requires action by all sectors and civil society. The COVID-19 pandemic has demonstrated that protecting health should become a high priority in government agendas. Economic growth has been the driving vision of several governments. However, the pandemic has shown that economic growth and health go hand in hand and that economic growth should be considered not as a goal in itself, but as one among other steps to achieve greater health for all. A groundbreaking initiative called COVAX has been rolled out by WHO along with other global partners to accelerate the development, production, and equitable access to COVID-19 tests, treatments, and vaccines. With a fast-moving pandemic, no one is safe unless everyone is safe. Global equitable access to a vaccine, particularly protecting healthcare workers and those most at risk, is the only way to mitigate the public health and economic impact of the pandemic. India's vaccination drive through provision of free COVID-19 vaccines to all people at public health sectors has to be appreciated. Definitely gives us a positive sign as well as a ray of hope for achieving equitable access to healthcare services throughout the country. Dear colleagues, we have to join hands to improve the overall sanitation and hygiene as various health issues are reported because of unhygienic conditions. Measures such as Swachh Bharat and Kayakalp are necessary to improve sanitation and infection control practices. Even in this pandemic, if we contribute with extra efforts and stay committed, all the key sectors of our country can come together to build a fairer and healthier world. Wishing you all the best in each of your endeavors. At this time, I also wish you the best of health. I eagerly look forward to staying in touch. Till then, Namaste. Jai Hind.
You are listening to Voice of SBV.